Now we welcome
Maria is ready to play.
Hi, Maria.
I'm ready to play. Hi.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey.
All right. So you're playing Can't Be Karen.
I'm excited to play Can't Be Karen. Yay. You're good, Karen. You're good.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a wealth of useless knowledge. But Maria, hopefully you are too.
Yeah.
Hey, Karen, would you please mind exiting the studio?
I'm leaving. Good luck, Maria.
And there she goes.
Thank you.
We're going to hear the door slam close in just a second. There is $1,000 on the line. Maria, tell everybody what game you're playing.
I am playing I, Kim, Gonna Try to Be Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you be Karen? Yeah. Okay, then.
Question number one. HBO has released the first official poster for its Game of Thrones prequel series. What is it called?
Oh, my God. I don't know it. I don't know that one. Damn it.
Move on to number two. Speaking of spinoffs, Netflix announced which of these shows are getting a two-season spinoff. Is it Breaking Bad or Peaky Blinders?
Peaky Blinders.
Lori Loughlin is getting divorced after how many years of marriage? Over or under 10?
Over.
Here's question four. The Fate of Blank is the title track to Taylor Swift's new album.
Ophelia.
Here's the final question for Maria. True or false, in its opening weekend domestically, The Smashing Machine beat Taylor Swift's album release movie. True or false?
False.
Very good, Maria. You got 4 out of 5 correct. That is a kind of score that could win you $1,000. So we're going to get Karen back into the studio. Don't tell Karen what you got, and we'll ask her the same questions, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Come on, Karen.
Okay.
Welcome back, Karen. Karen didn't hear anything that just happened because we tossed her out of the studio. There's $1,000 on the line if Maria can score more points than Karen. So, okay. Karen, number one, HBO has released the first official poster for its Game of Thrones prequel series. What is it called?
I have no idea.
All right. Nobody even tried on that one. It's called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. No one got that correct.
Okay.
Speaking of spinoffs, Netflix announced which of these shows are getting a two-season spinoff. Is it Breaking Bad or Peaky Blinders?
Has to be Peaky Blinders.
Well, Breaking Bad already has a spinoff. So, right. Yeah, Peaky Blinders is the correct answer. Everyone got that.
So
Lori Loughlin is getting divorced after how many years of marriage? Is it over or under 10?
I'm going to say over.
28 to be exact. Everybody got a point. The Fate of Blank is the title track to Taylor Swift's new album.
The Fate of Ophelia.
Everybody got that correct. We're tied right now. Maria, if Karen gets the next question wrong, you will win $1,000 because Maria got 4 out of 5. Karen, are you ready for the $1,000 question?
Oh, nothing like pressure.
True or false, in its opening weekend domestically, The Smashing Machine beat Taylor Swift's album release movie.
No.
Not even close. By millions and millions of dollars. Everybody got that correct. We got a Can't Beat Karen tie, which means the win goes to Karen.
Sorry, but I know that about Taylor. In the meantime, you still got a pair of tickets to see Doja Cat, the Tour Muvi World at Madison Square Garden December 1st, courtesy of Live Nation. And you also got an official Can't Beat Karen mug.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
We hope you had fun.
We did. I had a great time.
All right, Maria, there's one more thing you got to say.
I almost beat Karen, but I couldn't.
Can you beat Karen? No. Next time, then.
Stacey was having a great first date with Rowan. In fact, they were out to dinner when mid-date, he just gets up and walks out of the restaurant on her. She has no clue what it could be from. She said, we were talking about innocuous stuff, but it sounds like he made a decision and just bailed. No explanation. Mm. So we're calling Rowan.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Rowan?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Rowan, this is Karen and intern Anthony from New 102.7 Radio, and we're calling this morning because you're on the radio, and you won a great prize, Rowan.
Okay, what is it?
We want to set you up on a date with a woman that you walked out on. Her name is Stacy. We're going to pay for the whole meal just to connect you guys.
Yeah, we'd like to get you back together for date number two.
No, that's I'm good. Thanks.
Rowan, she spoke to us earlier and she said that, gosh, you know, something happened. You got up in the middle of the date and just walked out.
It's not me. It's not my fault. I don't know what she's talking about. You know, Oh, my God. That's so ridiculous. Here's what happened. We're having a date. It's going great, whatever. And I see one of my guys at the place, and we wave, and I'm about to, you know, wave him over to whatever, introduce her, whatever. And she leans over to me, and she whispers in my ear that no one can ever know about it.
No one can ever know about us? That's
about
what...
us. No one can ever know about us, sis.
Oh, my God. That's what this is about? Are you kidding me? I was joking,
oh my
dude.
God,
like, did you not understand that that was a joke?
She's on the phone. What is wrong with you calling a radio station? Oh, my God. That is so ridiculous.
Is it, though? Because look how you finally answered. You'll answer a radio station call, but not mine?
I told
you. You honestly didn't think that was a joke?
You want to be heard with me? Get out of here.
If I literally didn't want to be seen with you, do you think I would announce it? Do you think it'd be like, oh, my God, shh, don't tell anybody. I can't be seen with you. I wouldn't say it if I didn't want to be seen with you. It was a joke, dude. Lighten up.
I was about to wave the guy over. You stopped me. You clearly said in my ear, no one can know about it. I'm not having that.
Rowan, could you possibly consider maybe she was joking, like, hey, no one can ever know about us. Like, I awkward joke, but, I mean, you can't consider that?
Number one, that would be the worst joke ever. Number two, I was there. I heard her. I saw her. I'm not an idiot. It was not a joke. She's probably, like, even, she's probably married or got a boyfriend or something.
Oh, my God.
That's definitely what's going on, and that's the vibe
wow.
I got.
Hey, listen, Rowan, your trauma is showing, buddy. That's insane.
Rowan just hung up.
That's crazy. Why would I? That is how you got up and left. I'm actually so glad that you guys helped me get to the bottom of that, because that is crazy. That's crazy.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.